Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah He, we learned about certain things that were not allowed on the Chol HaMoed, on the holiday, because they led to a state of sadness, and that takes away from the Simchat Yom Tov, the holiday that one is supposed to have. This Mishnah is going to talk about things that are actually happy that you can't get involved in, because you're going to focus on that happiness and you'll water down the happiness of the holiday itself. Mishnah says, "En nos'in nashim b'moed lo betulot v'lo almanot." A person's not allowed to marry women on Chol HaMoed, whether they're virgins, whether they are widows. V'lo miyabemim. You're not allowed to do yibum either. Yibum is the situation where if a married man dies and he doesn't have any children, and he has a brother, that brother then marries his widow, and they have a child together, and that child is eventually named after the brother who passed away. So both of these are not allowed to be done during the Chol HaMoed, because they are joyous occasions, because it's a happy time, it's a source of joy for him. And the pasuk tells us, "V'samachta b'hagecha." What we learn there is that you're only allowed to engage in that type of happiness, but not the happiness of a new wife. And both yibum and regular marriage is a new wife, and therefore they're both prohibited. Avam mahazir hu et gerushato. But on Chol HaMoed, a person's allowed to bring back a wife who he previously divorced and remarry her, since he's lived with her before, she's familiar to him. The joy is not on that level of a new bride, so therefore we're not nervous that he's going to be distracted by that simha and will lose out on the happiness of the moed. We're not nervous about that. Ve'osa isha tachshiteha b'moed. When it comes to a woman doing melacha for the purposes of grooming herself, that would be allowed on Chol HaMoed. For example, she wants to apply cosmetics, she wants to remove hair that's not wanted, they satisfy a physical need. These acts are permitted on Chol HaMoed because they're a person's personal need, and therefore they're similar to preparing food, says certain commentaries. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo tasud mipeneh shenivul la. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's allowed to do cosmetics, but she's not allowed to apply a certain type of paste that would dissolve her hair from her skin, because it also defaces her. So even though her appearance is going to be beautiful afterwards and it helps her improve her appearance, but in the meantime, she's going to be unhappy with the process. It's not something that's comfortable. Therefore, she's not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Het. We mentioned earlier on in the Perek that when something is Sorech HaMoed, when it's in immediate need of the holiday, a person's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to take care of that melacha immediately. But there is some limitation to that. If there's work that requires a certain amount of skill, then a regular person is allowed to do it. But it's not allowed to, it's called Ma'aseh Hediot. But a professional is not allowed to do it, it's called Ma'aseh Uman. The example we're going to be talking about in this Mishnah is somebody who is a tailor, somebody who sews, and how that interrelates with the act of sewing on Chol HaMoed. Again, Ma'aseh Uman, a professional manner, is not allowed, but Ma'aseh Hediot is allowed. Again, there's limitation over here in order to appreciate the Yom Tov that we're not going to be doing any other work on the holiday. Mishnah says, HaHediot tofer kedarko. If somebody needs to sew on the holiday, a regular ordinary person, not a professional tailor, is allowed to sew in the usual manner. Ha'uman machli, but a uman, a craftsman, somebody who's a professional tailor, his regular hemming of something is going to be very even. It's his craft. He knows what he's doing, so it'll be all even. So what he has to do is be machliv. Machliv is, he has to use irregular stitches. Bartiruna tells us, it comes from the word kelev. Kelev, a dog. He has to make his stitches dog-like. That means like the teeth of a dog. One is longer, one is shorter. So same thing when he's hemming the garment over here. It can't be done in a professional manner. He has to go out of his way to change it. And now another case, in those days, in order to hold up the mattress of a bed, they would use cords. Like nowadays, we use springs. We use a box spring. In those days, they would use cords. So that's a very unskilled type of work. It resembles threading. They would put it into different holes, and then that would serve as the underneath for the mattress that would be held up. So it says, "Umsarigin tamitot." A person's allowed to interlace the cords of the bed, which support the bed. It's an unskilled work, which is totally allowed. Rabbi Yose Omer, mematechin. The word af here is taken out by the Gemara. Rabbi Yose says, no, you're not allowed to interlace them in the first place, but if they were already interlaced and then they became loosened, then you're allowed to tighten them up. That would be permitted, but you're not allowed to do the action of interlacing them in the first place.